What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. So much to talk about in this episode. The first thing we're going to talk about is the extension to Petr Mrazek. What does that mean for him extending with the Blackhawks and their goalie situation in the future? We're going to break that down and more. We're also going to recap their loss to the Seattle Kraken on national television. We got to break that down and more. And then we're going to preview their upcoming game tonight. It doesn't stop for them. Back to back, they're going to take on Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. So much to talk about and more in this episode. So let's not waste any time. Let's get into our first news, which is before anything happened before the game, the Blackhawks did agree on an extension with goaltender Petr Mrazek. In this one, he's been on a hot start. Let's just call it for what it is. We thought he was just going to be okay, but he definitely deserves the contract extension. We can't say that. Like, he definitely deserves some money. It's pretty expensive. So the Blackhawks agreed on a 2-year extension with Petr Mrazek, north of $8 million. Now, this has been discussed for the longest right now that, you know, they are in talks with an extension, especially after they signed Jason Dickerson. But now they got Nick Foligno, Jason Dickerson, and now Petr Mrazek has signed an extension. So that's something right there. Overall, almost $4 million a year is something really serious for them. And that's, you know, not saying he don't deserve it, but that much money is something. Now, Mrazek has been really good because this team has been plagued with injuries. But look, in 32 games, he had 30 starts. In that time, he has a 12-17-1 record, but he has a .907 save percentage, and he allows 3.01 goals on his average. Now, I know that doesn't look like, man, he don't deserve it. It's just the Blackhawks are a bad team. But reason for his play is actually kept the Blackhawks in more games than they should have. So that's something that you got to take note of right now. With that being said, now it happens to see what happens overall with their goaltending situation. And now you got Soderblom, look like he won't be here long. But now you have a stable veteran. So what they want is a young guy and a stable veteran. Look like he's going to be the stable veteran for this team now for the, you know, short future. And then you're going to have maybe, you know, Guyon or Drew Comesso kind of develop on their way for the Blackhawks. So that's pretty good right now. They're saying it's north of like $8 million, but it could go as high as like $4.25 million per season. So that's very interesting overall for the Blackhawks. I think this is a good move. Now, I'm not going to lie, at first, I thought they should trade him, but then they probably looked around for both Jason Dickerson and Petr Mrazek, because I remember Cal Davison was talking about it, and probably didn't see much value, and they was like continuity. And you're going to need some veterans with these young guys, and honestly, these are the veterans that you want to keep overall. Now, I thought they would have traded him, but they probably didn't see no much value for him. So with that being said, continuity is key. These are the veterans that's probably helping this team along the way. Petr Mrazek has been keeping this team in close games. Jason Dickerson's been playing pretty well overall. Nick Foligno has been the perfect veteran overall on this team. So you got to like this overall, and I like this move. So it's pretty good for the Blackhawks, and the future does look bright in between the nets for the Blackhawks. Now let's get into their game against the Seattle Kraken that was on national TV on TNT, and they lost this game 6-2. You know the thing that frustrates me with this team? They always get destroyed or embarrassed. Not just on national TV, it's more about these mid-level to below-level kind of teams that maybe they should be competing with, and they absolutely get outplayed, outclassed overall. And the teams where you think they should get embarrassed or would get embarrassed, they actually play them pretty tight or maybe sneak in a win. Very rare, because we're one of the worst teams in the NHL. But with that being said, it's like teams like, okay, they should compete with this team. This should be a tough one. It can go either way. And we get destroyed to show that we are one of the worst teams overall. But let's break this game down. You know how we're going to do it period by period, let you know the scoring. Seattle got on the board first by scoring two goals right in the first period, right away to put them up 2-0. But then the Blackhawks did cut the lead down before the first period ended by a goal scored by Joey Anderson, assisted by Seth Jones and Jason Dickerson. So then it was 2-1. Then the Kraken in the second period scored two goals to put them up 4-1. And this one, it was looking bleak going into the third period. But then some good news. Power play goal by Nick Foligno, assisted by Philip Kurashev and Seth Jones. So then it's 3-2. So it's pretty much close overall. But then after that is when they start destroying us. Three more goals got scored in that game, and then they lose that one 6-2. Now, let's look at the stats in this game overall. Shots on goal, we actually did pretty good in that one, 34, while the Seattle Kraken got 28. Faceoff percentage, overall, 49.3 for the Blackhawks, 50.7 for the Seattle Kraken. Power play chances. The Seattle Kraken had three chances, didn't score any. We had three chances as well. We did score that goal thanks to Nick Foligno. I knew he was due for a goal, by the way. He was just real aggressive, by the way. Six penalty minutes each. 11 hits for the Blackhawks, 5 hits for the Seattle Kraken. 19 blocks for the Blackhawks, 17 for the Kraken. 0.786 save percentage, 0.941 overall for the Seattle Kraken. Now, Soderblom been in this one. I mean, he struggled overall. He had 28 shot attempts, save only 22 times. I mean, 6 goals scored on him. It was just a mess overall. The whole defense, I think everybody but Isaiah Phillips was the only one that pretty much had a plus minus of 0, but everybody else had at least -1, -2, or -3 overall. The defense was just horrible overall, and it makes sense. Look at the score. Now, also, who had negatives? You had Taylor Radish, -2. Philip Kurashev, even though he assisted on the goal, he had -2. I mean, it was overall Nick Foligno, his plus minus, -1. Ryan Donato, -2. Jason Dickerson, -1. It was just bad overall. Now, shots on goal, Jason Dickerson had 4 shots on goal. Ryan Donato had 4 shots on goal. Jory Anderson had 3 shots on goal. He did get a goal in that one. Colin Blackwell had 2 shots on goal. You had Boris Kachuk, who had 2 shots on goal. That one overall helped out, I felt. He was very aggressive overall, Nick Foligno, 3. But you take that away, and then can't forget about Seth Jones, too. He had 3 shots on goal. Those are the notable ones overall. But this was a game that was just horrible. I mean, they came out with no energy. You could tell they looked lifeless out there. And it showed pretty much overall on this Blackhawks team. It was just a struggle for them right now for this one. Now, the goaltending was straight horrible. The defense was horrible overall. That's why you saw pretty much everybody who was on the ice pretty much had a negative overall. It was just bad look for this team right now. Now, with that being said, Soderblom, you don't expect him to be too much unless he can get some things going. But it's been 2 months since Soderblom has won a game, which was November 24th. So that's just really just hitting him hard overall. And the fact that, you know, that this team just didn't really get anything going showed overall. I mean, the Blackhawks averaging 24 shots on goal, which ranks dead last in the NHL. And they did get up a lot of shots on goal. You know, you had 15 in the first period. And, you know, they had a tie for a season high. But with that being said, this team just struggled overall. So the fact that you got a power play goal, which you needed, and it just looked like it was wasted overall. Now, another thing you got to mention, that Lucas Reichel was a healthy scratch for the second consecutive game. I mean, Lucas is just struggling overall. You had head coach Luke Richardson said the plan was for him to play at some point when the road trip ends, so we might see him more towards the back end of this one. But this was just a tough loss, and it showed overall, and you just hope that they can get some momentum going against the Edmonton Oilers. Now let's look at their next matchup, which is tonight against the Edmonton Oilers. It doesn't stop. I mean, this is going to be a tough one. They might make it close in this game. They normally play a little bit better against better teams and going against a higher talent in Connor Bedard, probably the best player overall. I mean, coming into this game, they got a 14-game winning streak. It's just going to be tough for this one, for them to break this. Now, we're second to last in goals scoring right now, 29th when it comes to goals allowed. This team's a top-5 scoring team overall, averaging 3.6 goals coming into this game. They're currently ranked 4th right now, and they allow 2.7 goals in the NHL, which currently ranks them 11th overall. They're 6th overall in power play percentage, while we're dead last. It's going to be tough, man. This is just screaming. Everything's tough. They're 7th overall in faceoff percentage. The only thing that's different is they're like middle of the pack when it comes to save percentage in the goalie. This is one you got to contain Connor McDavid. If you can contain Connor McDavid, maybe you got a shot and the others got to step up. Joey Anderson, Jason Dickerson, Nick Foligno. One of these players have to step up in order for them to really take over this game. If they can score early and often, maybe get 2 goals to get a nice cushion, and the defense has to step it up. The defense is horrible. hopefully you get Petr Mrazek in this game. And if you can, it should be a good one overall. But we're going to recap that game and more. We're going to talk about this. We'll give you an update, too, if anything happens with Connor Bedard and more. As this tough road streak continues, hopefully they can try to get something going and break even. We're going to break that down more right here on Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.